Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity, you are holy, 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 you are holy, holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy.
Thank you, Holy Lord.
Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Jesus, you are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are Jesus. Jesus, you are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are to be worshipped, honored, and adored.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day.
We thank you all for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made, another day that you've blessed us to be able to see, another day, oh God, that you've already granted us a victory, another day that you've already granted us, oh God, a safe passage. Though dangers may come our way, though trials may come our way, though weapons may be formed against us, your word already declares right now that they shall not prosper. And so as we seek your face early this morning, God, we seek for your will to be done in our lives and not our own. God, and sometimes I don't like to say are not our own, God, because we want to get to a point where, God, our will lines up with your wills. Not that we're combating against you, not that we're fighting against you, but that we are wholly and fully committed to you, submitted to you, yielding to you, that your will might be done in our lives, God, and we look for your will to be done, not that our will is going someplace else. And so, God, if we ever find ourselves in that state, God, we ask that you continue to be patient with us, God, because we don't want to fight against you, Lord. Oh, God, we can't fight against you, God. We won't succeed, God. We'll continuously fail. And, God, in this life, oh, God, we don't want to fail because we already have tribulations. But, God, we are thankful that you have already overcome the world, so you have everything that we need and more to make it every single day. God, you have the answers that we need to be able to make it every single week, God. So help transform our mind, God. Help us to, oh God, be renewed in you. Help us to be transfigured and transformed in you in our day-to-day outlook in life, in our day-to-day walk, in our day-to-day thoughts, that God, our wills line up with your will, God, and our ways will line up in your way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Complete, oh God, the transformation in our hearts, God, that we may stop thinking of those things that are selfish, God, those things that are carnal, those things that don't benefit us, those ways that don't make us stronger, those thoughts don't make us, oh God, more wiser. Oh God, those actions, oh God, that don't make us into better believers. But every single day, God, it's our desire, Lord, to grow stronger in you, to be more anointed in you, to be more powerful in you, to be more effective for you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for us to be better vessels where you can use us for your glory and use us for your honor, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to work in us. Help us and transform us right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may be who you have called for us to be. Be who you have purposed for us to be. For God, you have thoughts that you think towards. You have plans that you have in place for us. You have a purpose that you have for our very lives. And it's a purpose and a plan and thoughts, oh God, of peace and not of evil, God, so that our end may be the expected end that you have desired for us, that you have planned for us, that you have envisioned for us, God. We want your glory to be fulfilled in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Your will to be performed in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. So here we stand before you this morning as vessels, Lord, empty vessels. We desire to be empty vessels that we can be filled with more of you, vessels that you can shape, vessels that you can mold, vessels, oh God, that you can smooth out the rough edges and fill in the gaps, oh God, where we've been damaged and where we've been hurt and where we have been harmed, God. We lay ourselves before you. We yield ourselves before you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, that you may shape us and mold us into the images, into the vessels that you need for us to be. Vessels that bring glory to you. Vessels that bring honor to you. Vessels that bring praise into you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we can declare to this world that I once was lost, I once was beat up, I once was bruised, but the Lord made me over again. He shaped me over again. And as we've been here in Detroit over the last couple of days, we've heard testimonies, oh God, of how you've made ways out of no way, how you've turned lives around, Lord. And you've done it for some of us, oh God, and you've done it for all of us. For we all were in sin, God. We all had fallen short of your glory. But God, look where you have brought us from. You brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light, God. You have brought us from such a mighty long way. But God, we have not yet attained, Lord. We have not yet accomplished, oh God, everything, God. Our goodness is as filthy rags, God. Our holiness, oh God, the things that we have accomplished, God, is nothing but, our righteousness, thank you, Holy Spirit, is as filthy rags, God. And so every single day it's our desire, God, to be made over again, to be made more like you, to be shaped and molded like you every single day, that we may bring you glory. That's our only desire. That's our only mission, is to bring you glory, bring you honor in our walk and in our talk. God, we love you today with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul. And Mother Macklin reminded us last night, Lord, she said, we have people come into the church, God, and we're so cantankerous, and we're so evil, and we're so mean. We don't have the heart of God. We don't have your heart. And so our hearts are turned upside down. And when people come in, they see the upside down, as they see the wrongness, they see the world in us, instead of seeing the Christ in us. Today, Lord, it's my desire, Lord, that I reflect you this day in the mighty name of Jesus. That's not a decoration, God, that I did not reflect you yesterday. That's not a petition or a thought to say that I did not reflect you last week, but those things are passed away. God, I'm looking ahead. I'm pressing ahead. I'm pressing forward, God, because you have a day that you have made before me, Lord. And my petition for you this morning is that you make me into your image, oh God, today, that I may love like you, Lord, that I may have patience like you, Lord, that I may have kindness and gentleness in my heart and compassion in my soul, that I may love your people and love just like you. In the name of Jesus, that's our petition, that's our plea, that's our prayer, God, this morning, that you will smooth out those rough edges, Lord. The songwriter said, make me over again, Lord. Make me afresh. Make me anew, God. Make me, oh God, something, God, that I was not yesterday, God. Make me more, oh God, that I may be more for you in the name of Jesus. I'm not asking for power, God. I'm not asking, oh God, to be better than anyone else. But, Lord, make me over that I may be pleased to you, and that I may serve you, God, this day. For God, every day, oh God, that we look forward to, every day that we come to, God, is another opportunity for us to bring glory and honor to your name. So let us walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. We've been called out of darkness. We are children of the light. We are royal priesthood, a chosen generation, that you expect something out of us. You expect greatness out of us. You don't expect mediocrity, God. You don't expect lackadaisicalness, God. You don't expect anything but greatness, because you are great. You do great things. You do miraculous things, and we are tied to you. We are attached to you. We belong to you. We are yours, Lord, and so we want your name to be glorified in us, through us, around us, about us, from us all the day long. So, God, we ask that you walk with us and talk with us this day. We need your glory. We need your presence, Holy Ghost. Come the more and have your way. Hallelujah. We say yes to your will even now, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We say yes to your will even now, God. In the name of Jesus, my will is your will, Lord. Let your will be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may please you, God, and make you smile today, and make you pleased with us today, make you proud of us today, so that you can be boastful about us. Have you considered my servant Eugene? God, you can consider me today. Whatever you send me, send my way, God, you can consider me today. You can put me before, God, anyone, God, and I'm willing to do, God, willing to go, willing to say, God, you can consider me today, because I yield to you, Lord. I say yes even now. I say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. So bless your people, God, today. Oh, God, let this day be like none other, God. Let your glory be revealed in us, and let there be a praise in our hearts, oh, God, that we cannot keep to ourselves. Oh, God, a hollering, God, a stirring up in us, oh, God, that we cannot keep to ourselves to declare that our God is great, that our God is mighty, that our God is awesome, and God, we will bless your name all the day long. Keep us, God. Strengthen us, Lord. Pour into us, God, and we shall be used by you for your glory on this day. It's in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus we pray this day. Amen and amen.